10.
Good news. It's not all bleak. Sometimes I feel like the second I sign in, I'm like negative Nancy instead of Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. Don't care what your stripes are, left, right, or somewhere in between. If you have an opinion you want to share with us, be patient. I promise we'll get to you. And the number you need to call to be a part of the show as we slice and dice it all over the place, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Kagan gets approved. She is confirmed, in other words, by the Senate for the Supreme Court. It'll mark the first time three women are actually serving concurrently because there's two other women, as you know, on the court. The vote was 63-37. Five Republicans backed Kagan. Five of them backed her. Meanwhile, moving on from Kagan to the Gulf recovery, how about this? Researchers are actually now saying that the ecosystem that's been oil-stained is actually pretty resistant. And there is a great chance that the Gulf can fully recover. Wow. It's always so negative. And listen, there's people out of work. There's a lot of people who are owed money. Yes, money has been paid out. There are people who still need help because really the huge Gulf oil spill didn't really drum up a lot of donations to help the people there. I don't know why. Maybe you think of Haiti, which was devastating and terrible and awful, and listen, how many of us reached in our pocket to give even a couple of bucks to what we were seeing happen there? And we're the most generous nation on the face of the earth, but sometimes we're not generous to the people in our own backyard, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So while we have this call from some of the scientists saying, listen, this is a pretty resilient area. It's going to bounce back, at least in terms of the environment. You have BP finishing pumping cement into the well. So all systems are thumbs up on this one, where it's been day after day, night after night, negative, negative, negative. I have to say, I want the marshes cleaned up. I want people back to work. And let's see what happens now with deep water drilling. The moratorium stands. It's in place until November unless something challenges it and that changes. But for now, it's in place. I'm going to be curious as to what the future of deep water drilling is. I mean, I'll say this again. Deep water drilling, you talk to enough oil people, they'll explain this to you. Listen, we were fine with what we were doing in the shallows, but the idea was push them out, move them on. And listen, the oil companies, they want the exploration because they're trying to get more money. They're trying to find the stuff. That's what it's about. You get the money, you get the lease, and you go after the oil and the natural gas. But part of that was, let's push it off. Let's push it further off the shore line. And that is, in this case anyway, has backfired. Part of that, though, was mismanagement. All right, right from the get-go, we have our leadoff man who has a lot of patience. Sam, listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Yes, I do have a lot of patience. And courtesy of Julie, I definitely did, because before that, I didn't.
Good for you. You know what? That's a tough thing to wrestle with, that whole, all those sayings, those trite sayings, patience is a virtue or whatever. It's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you've talked about this yet, but Wyclef Jean.
He wants to be president of Haiti.
Yeah, and one of the local stations here talked to, Montreal does have a big Haitian community. Some of them are saying, yeah, you know, go for it and all this, but others are saying he doesn't have any political experience. Okay, he knows how to deal with people, but he doesn't know how to deal with other politicians, like, and the press. So, and some people think it's just a publicity stunt because, you know, who knows why do people do what they do, you know? So,
I don't think it's a publicity stunt. Right. I think that he has the background. He's tried to help people in the past. I think he really sincerely means this, that he's tired of all the mistakes and the problems and the money that his organizations try to raise. No, I think he means it.
Well, that's what some people were saying. You know, it wasn't me.
No.
But, hey, if an actor can go up to be president, I think a singer can go up to be president of Haiti.
Well, let's see how he does, because they have had nothing but problems and corruption, and it's a god-awful, certainly wonderful people, but a god-awful poor country, just a ravaged country.
Right.
And there's a lot now to put back. There already were a lot of problems in Port-au-Prince and areas around it.
Right.
Now you just add to it the problems with rebuilding and the earthquake, and this is what happens. It's like I was talking about the Gulf and people not giving money to the people who need money from the spill. Once some kind of a disaster happens at first, you know, people are giving and paying attention and all that other stuff, but things happen so quickly and there's so many people in need that you move on from that. And that's why Wyclef Jean is, I think, putting himself out there and sticking his neck out. He may be good. I think he could be good. He knows the people, and he really sincerely deep down wants to help.
Agreed. And, you know, well, like I said, because, you know, he is a singer, so he's sort of like, I don't know if they have political ads in Haiti, but I mean, he'd be good at it. He would know who to target and how to target it, if you know what I mean. And I was talking to a couple of Haitian people here, and they say, under Haitian law, he may not be able to run because he had been living in the country for 5 years and, you know, stuff like that. And he left when he was a child. And he can't speak French. His Creole is fair at best, from what people are telling me. So who knows?
So you better brush up then, that's what I would say.
Oh, you know it big time.
So we'll see. We'll keep an eye on that one, Sam. You have a great weekend.
We're going to the football game tomorrow night, so we'll definitely have a great week. Montreal, Saskatchewan. It was a rematch of the opening game of the season that went into double overtime that Saskatchewan won. And, of course, we still remember last year's Grey Cup. So, and her company has a private box at the stadium, so I'm sitting in a private box.
Ooh.
And you know what? In a way, I like it. In a way, I don't, because when I go to a football game, I want to sit with the fans. You know what I'm saying?
Right. People who pay attention and watch the game, not people who are talking about other things and not really paying attention. Not that everybody in a box is like that, but the view can be good.
Yep.
The service is great. You get whatever they feed you, but the problem is, you're right, if you're a fan, you don't get that feeling. It's better to be. It's like being on the bleachers in baseball. It's great to be in the bleachers at Wrigley Stadium or at Fenway or one of those spots because you're with the true fans. Sam, thanks. Enjoy the game.
Okay, take care.
All right, coming up, and we're going to start to talk about this here because we've talked about this a ton on America Tonight, and on this network, too. Alex Jones has talked about this a bunch, and about the FCC and net neutrality. We've interviewed people. We've talked about it. So the feds are abandoning, anyway, for now, efforts to negotiate some kind of a compromise on network neutrality rules. And this is to ensure that phone and cable TV companies can't discriminate against internet traffic traveling all over their broadband lines. So this happens early Thursday, and it ends weeks of the FCC trying to come up with these talks to reach an agreement on what has become a big thorn in their side with big phone, cable TV, and internet companies. And it comes as two big companies that have been talking or taking part in those talks. One would be Verizon and Google, try to figure out their own separate proposals on how broadband providers should treat internet traffic. This affects all of us. Stay with us.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Water cooler buzz, and boy, there are a lot of things to buzz about across this nation, and a lot of this is things that we've been, you know, these are follow-ups, things we've been talking about for a long time, including the Ground Zero Mosque. It's two blocks from where the World Trade Centers went down, by the way. New Yorkers apparently are pretty much opposed to this. It's not a shock to me. And what this new poll that came out clearly points out, the margin is 61 to 26%. That the people in that city say, don't build the Cordoba House here, which would be a multi-story Muslim cultural center. It's in Lower Manhattan, as I mentioned, very close to the World Trade Center. And New Yorkers have been following pretty closely what's been going on within this story and what's happening with the landmark. It couldn't be declared a landmark because that was one end around it. If the building itself had been a landmark, then they wouldn't have been able to do that. But the people in the city think that, for example, not just on the mosque, but they think that they're tired of the situation. They're following what's going on with Arizona and the law pretty closely, and they're tired of what's happening in New York. 52% support passing a similar law in New York, which will never happen. When pigs fly, that'll happen in politically correct in New York. There's absolutely no way. But it's interesting, in the same poll where they said no to this Cordoba initiative in the five-story building and housing the cultural center there, 70% of New Yorkers said that the presence of 10 to 20 million illegal immigrants poses a somewhat or very significant problem to the U.S., and large majorities call for comprehensive immigration reform that would include border security. 79% said that. The creation of a process for admitting legal temporary workers, 70%, which I can't believe we don't have that in place, or at least something close to it. and implementing a tough but fair path to legislation for those already here. And see, isn't it interesting? This is something that could have been done before without a lot of muss and fuss. I mean, I'm saying decades ago. But because this is like, you know what it's like? It's like a team struggling to score baskets. They push and they press and they get down on the hardwoods, but nobody really wants the ball because they don't want to miss. And that's the problem with this issue. Nobody wants to miss on it. But it's interesting how New York is viewing this. Those are crazy numbers for New York. And granted, it's a poll. It's one poll. So you look at it and, you know, another poll can come out and it could say something completely different. But this is from the Siena College Research Institute, the survey that they did. And it's fascinating to me that 2 of 10 New Yorkers agree more with supporters that say the proposed cultural center would demonstrate the presence of moderate Muslims and serve as a monument to religious tolerance than with the opponents that say the project is an offense to the memory of those killed in the attacks on 9/11, that it displays unacceptable insensitivity. I'll say this because I was in New York and went through that when I was doing a radio show in that city and love the people there, love that city, and have never seen anything like it in my life, and hopefully I never, ever will. The idea of religious freedom, absolutely. I mean, what is America founded on? Freedoms, baby. That's what we're fighting for. It's about the right to keep our freedoms, our right to privacy, our right to own guns if we want to own guns because of the Second Amendment. We believe in that, or I believe in that, and I know many of you do. But there is a sensitivity issue here, and I completely agree with it, because there are other places to build this. Absolutely. If moderate Muslims who are sick of being smeared and lumped in and stereotyped because of what's happened, the people who assimilate and then ultimately try to turn around and attack the United States and all that other sort of stuff, that's a good thing. I mean, that's a good thing if there's a rallying cry from those people, from those folks who feel that way, and they should. Absolutely. It'd be like any other religion that gets slammed for something and you get lumped into the same category. But this was particularly prickly because of what's happening around the world, in the Western world, and what's happening in the United States. So I say it's a great idea, but just not where they want to build it. Build it somewhere else then. Reach out somewhere else, just not in that neighborhood. Not in that neighborhood, not after what happened. Nearly 4, by the way, in 10 agree with the opponents, and 38% think both sides have a legitimate case when we're talking about the illegal situation. And over half of all New Yorkers and New York City residents, by the way, agree that the Cordova Project would promote tolerance, or at least willing to listen to it. They just do not like the area that's being suggested for the project to do it there. Perfect building or not, it doesn't fit in with the way most people are feeling. Still a little bit raw over what's happened. All right, how about this blunder today from Al Franken? Al Franken is an interesting cat. If you watched him on Saturday Night Live, and now he's representing Minnesota, he ended up feeling like he had to apologize for what he said to Mitch McConnell as the Senate's top Republican, which McConnell is, was wrapping up a debate on the nomination of Kagan to the Supreme Court. Franken was presiding over the Senate, and McConnell was explaining his opposition to the nominee, to Kagan. And a Senate Republican aide said Franken made theatrical gestures and whispered under his breath as McConnell was speaking, and it was very distracting. Enough that McConnell went up to the former comedian turned politician afterwards and said, "This isn't Saturday Night Live." You love that. Take your bloody skits somewhere else. No humor here. So what happened eventually was that Franken apologized for being rude. And he also did a hand. He did it verbally, And he did a handwritten apology to McConnell as well. And I think McConnell's going to accept that one. He was mimicking him, though. And, that you know, that's what comedians do. It's so ingrained in them. I mean, yes, now he's this politician, but that one side of him, that comedic side, you just don't scrub that off. And I think he's got to be chomping at the bit to probably imitate or make fun of a lot of the things that he's seen since he's been up there. You know, and this is what we were talking about a couple of segments ago on America Tonight. If you missed it, you'll hear it a little bit later. But we were talking with Eric Epifano, about politicians, about the seats that are up for grabs and what a message you can send if you vote the House. If you didn't vote for the incumbent in the House, 435 incumbents, if you voted them all out, no matter what, and we had all fresh faces, what kind of a message would that send to people who run? What kind of a message would that send to Washington in general? That people are tired or sick and angry and furious and had enough with what has happened. And the recession and the housing burst and what went on with the banks and the bailouts and on down the line. It pushed people over the top to dimensions I have never seen before. Never. We may find in 88 days there are some dramatic changes. I think there's going to be some changes. But what if you really had, like he said, what if you really had a big switch? What if you really turned over the entire Senate? Wouldn't that be something? Oof. It really would be. All right, coming up on the flip side, we got some interesting things that we're going to hash out here on the air, including what are the most romantic spots in the U.S. Do you love how we swing into that? We go from Kagan to you can vote the idiots out if you don't like them to what are the romantic spots in the United States. Now, where else are you going to find that? And the reason I bring it up is because a crazy survey came out, and I don't know that I agree with some of the places that they picked. And I can't even give you any hints, but I think I was a little bit stunned by a few of them anyway. Not places that I would personally pick as huge romantic spots. You may have some tips for us. I don't know. You might have a better sense of where to go if you're looking for a long romantic weekend. So we're going to talk about that. Mix it in with some of the hard stuff, too. Some of the stuff that we've been churning and burning through on America Tonight. Stay with us.
Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change G and get one package absolutely free. Now, to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our Buy Three, Get One free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure closure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hollow gold, left sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. Ease you, she'll unease you. All the bad touch just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just.
Well, I doubt that she is Betty Davis eyes, but Elena Kagan is now the next Supreme Court justice. There's all kinds of numbers you could talk about with Kagan, and I think one of the things that Mitch McConnell said, the Senate Majority Leader, about Kagan being appointed was dead on. She doesn't have judicial experience, and she doesn't have the legal experience, so she didn't spend time in the courtroom. How much catch-up does she have to play? Now, people around Kagan, to be fair, some of them conservative, not all of them flaming liberals, say the woman is smart and that she'll be able to pick this up without a hitch. And people will actually be surprised. She may win a lot of conservative fans. Wow. And I heard this from two lawyers who were very familiar, one in Dallas, one in New York, with Kagan. And one was a lawyer who gives a lot of money to the Democratic Party. One was a lawyer who gives a lot of money to the Republican Party. We'll see. We'll see. Here's the thing. There's no way you can convince me ever again that anybody that's on the Supreme Court doesn't slant a certain way. The ideology thing, oh, that's all across the board. And that comes up no matter who it is, no matter who it is, whether it's a Republican or whether it's a Democrat, that's always brought up by, I'll call it the other side, who's doing the grilling. That's always, if you go back into the archives, that's what you'll find. The objective the objectivity, rather, whether that person can be impartial. I think since the first Supreme Court justice was sworn in, because now this she's the 112th, that issue has been brought up, and you cannot convince me that somebody is completely void of that. You cannot. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Even if you know, it's like all of us will say, and we have varying degrees of this, is are things really black and white for you, or are some things a little gray for you, or do you consider yourself, okay, maybe I'm a conservative, but yeah, I'm open-minded. I have friends who are Democrats. I can talk about things and not have my head explode. Or do you completely march to the beat of whatever the drummer is, and you won't look at the other side? So what I'm getting to in a roundabout way is you're never going to get someone who's 100% shows objectivity when it comes to the law and when it comes to that lifetime appointment. You, what you're hoping for is the focus, more of the focus, a lot of the focus on what the legal issue is and how important that ultimately is when you reach that level of the Supreme Court, because that's precedent-setting, baby. I mean, you get up there to the Supreme Court, what's going to happen with illegal immigration, for one? What's going to happen, Prop 8 gets overturned by this judge, all of the debates over gay marriage and the individual states coming up with different things, that could all come to a screeching halt. Then you always have the issue of gun rights, the issue of abortion, serious, serious things. The land of the law, we're a nation of freedoms, but we're a nation of laws. Anyway, if you want to weigh in on anything, remember, keep this number close, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, quickly, I'm just going to throw this out here, then we're going to Don in Wyoming. I read some story today, I don't know, it was either in the New York Times or the Tampa Bay Tribune or who knows. It's all a blur now as to where I read it. Or it was maybe the AP. But they did a funny little thing about romantic places, the 10 most romantic places in the United States. You know what number one was? I'm not kidding you. Las Vegas. Is Las Vegas romantic? You go to Las Vegas, you lose your shirt, and that's romantic? Or you go to Vegas with these high expectations and you just break even, or you have just enough money to get home? I know that there are, listen, I lived in Vegas for 2 years. There are things you can do that are exciting and fun and sometimes don't even cost you a dime. But for the most part, I would have to tell you I do not label Las Vegas romantic in any sense of the word. Don, you're up, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, Kay, are you there?
I'm here.
Wow, that's interesting, Kay. Well, you know, too, a lot of people do go there, get drunk, wake up married, and they're going, hey, I'm going to... Must have been some kind of romance.
But then ask Michael Jordan about this, how quickly, and they may last a little bit, but then how quickly and how painful the divorce can be after you go to the white wedding chapel.
Yeah, no kidding. So anyway, though, darn, which sometimes I think those Muslims have got it right, Kate. You just go, I divorce you, and it's done. So. Of course, you got to send a lot of money that person's way, but, you know. Anyway, hey, Kate, so unfortunately we weren't able to finish. At least all I wanted to share with you on this Prop 8 decision yesterday, and the judge ruling to halt it for now or whatever, and until it goes to the Ninth District and then on to the Supreme Court. And I think the last part we were talking about, I was explaining that, you know, unfortunately, in this mortal planet we live in, we're not born immortal, and, you know, about 10 out of every 100 human beings that are born, there's some form of a defect, or babies born with autism, without insulin, you know, and I am completely convinced that there is probably 2 or 3, maybe 4 people that are born that for some reason have what you might call homosexual tendencies, or they tend to look at the opposite sex. And basically, you know, the word we use, I guess, is use, they're wired that way, you know. And so the part that gets me, though, and this happened this past week, right before this thing went down, Kate, this new gal I met, I'm just kind of way too old for her, but we're just chatting, and she's telling me her life, and she's 26, and hooked up with a bunch of rotten guys and everything, and I go in one night, and it's this hotel I drop papers off at, and she tells me, yeah, I just got a phone with my mom. I'm like, yeah, I told her I'm going to be a lesbian, so got a new girlfriend. We're going to be lovers.
Kidding. Oh, man.
And I'm shaking my head going, now, this girl was not born with homosexual tendencies, okay?
Right.
So there probably are people out there that they weren't born with the tendencies where they can sit back and say, oh, I was wired that way. After they've been involved in a homosexual relationship, they might sit back and try to convince themselves that, you know, but this is just a choice. She wants to be with another woman. And I just looked at, I just, my eyes kind of got big, and I just said, oh, my gosh, this reports, you know, whatever, you know. And she said, hey, you got the right to do whatever you want. I'm like, yep, you do, okay? So the thing is Kate, and this is where I talked with a good friend of mine. Remember I told you I had a good friend in California who was a corporate attorney over there, and he's 92 and just found out, get this. Got mesothelioma. I just contracted it at 92 years old. I'm like, well, really, did you work with asbestos? And he's like, well, 18, 19 years old. I was working in a boiler mill there in Salt Lake City a long time ago. I was like, 75 years ago. I guess the bug got in his lung. And so he had just gone through some chemo, and he says, nah, I'm not going to do that anymore. So I said, so what'd they give you, about 5-6 months? He said, yep. I'm like, I got one more Christmas, which his wife passed away. He's 92, so he's lived a very long life. He's a very happy person.
That's right. That's good. That's good that he's happy.
And anyway, so he actually was one of the people that was involved with Prop 8 in California and held a lot of, you know, in support of it. And I talked to him about this, and he said, this has got nothing to do with marriage. This has got nothing to do with rights or anything. What this has to do with, And this is why he was involved with it, is that you're talking about the effects of children, okay? And you've seen a few programs probably, Kate, where, you know, now, yeah, homosexual people probably can raise children just as well as heterosexual people, okay? But we're back to that same thing I've talked to you about quite a few times, where little kid goes to school and, you know, he's got two moms, you know, and the kids are teasing him because, you know, his mother's are gay, you know, and the effects that it brings on children. I mean, we've seen the effects that mixed children have, you know, been prejudiced against, you know. And, hey, if, you know, a mixed couple wants to get married, I'm not going to tell them they can't, you know. But just think about the things that it's going to bring with you. My nephew's half black, half white, you know, and he deals with it probably on a daily. And he mentions things that some of the white kids say to him at school. He's mentioned some of the things that some of the black kids that he's around sometimes have said to him, you know, but he's not one of them because he's half white, and, you know, and it's just, there's a lot of issues that are involved with that. But anyway, though, so going to this thing, I'm really, like I told you, I'm interested that it's going to go to the Supreme Court. I want it decided one way or another. And, you know, and I just, you know, it's just crazy that, you know, it's, the thing that blows me away, Kate, is, you know, religion-wise, every religion on the earth portrays it downward. You know, it's totally against homosexuality, practically. Muslims will put you to death. Hindus will shun you, you know. I don't know exactly what Judaism does. Christianity will point to Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible and say, this is what God does to homosexuals.
Yeah,
this is the wrong lifestyle.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, their life, they raised that way. And the word marriage has always been rooted in religion from the beginning, okay? So I think it's just one of those little sticking pins that, you know, what's the difference if you're married or you have a civil union, you know?
We're out of time, but you made an interesting point. Civil union versus marriage, what's the difference? We'll talk about that next.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don expounding on what happened with Prop 8 being overturned by a judge in California a couple of days ago. It will go all the way up to the Supreme Court. And supporter of California's gay marriage ban have filed an appeal of a federal judge's ruling that the guy just mentioned, striking down that voter-approved law. So anyway, the appeal goes the usual route, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. That's expected. Lawyers on both sides of the battle vow to carry the fight to a higher court, you know, pretty much if they lose. And the ruling, by the way, affects only California. The appeal will go to the Ninth Court of Appeals, which has jurisdiction over 9 Western states. So I think you're all clear on that. That's how the steps happen. Currently, same-sex couples can legally wed only in Massachusetts, Iowa, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Washington, D.C. And, you know, here's the thing. There is a big difference between the civil unions and the marriage unions. And a lot of that has to do with some of the rights of married people. When I say rights, like there's weird things in hospitals, although civil union should be recognized. There's some legal things that you have to kind of tinker with there. And in general, what people say that are homosexuals is, you know, where are we living in the dark ages? You might not like what I like, but why can't I marry the person that I feel like I'm in love with? And who are you to tell me in the world of freedoms, the United States of America, that I don't have the right to do that? Hundreds of same-sex marriage supporters celebrated the verdict in San Francisco. It was crazy. Also, West Hollywood, New York City, big crowds watched to find out what was going to happen. When California voters passed Prop 8 5 months after the Supreme Court legalized same-sex unions, there were like 18,000 same-sex couples that had already tied the knot, so to speak. This is going to the Supremes. This is going to the Supremes, and we'll see what the court says. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging with you here in these airwaves across America in the nooks and crannies. Always happy to be with you, and we're coming up on some good stuff. Let's go to Brian, is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Bri.
Hello. I'd like to bring to people's attention here in Missouri where Prop C was on the ballot this past Tuesday, which referred to the health care bill from the federal government. Here in Missouri, two governors ago, they did a complete Medicaid reform where they basically took away Medicaid privileges from about, I'd say, a couple thousand people at bare minimum. And I feel that with the way this health care law is written, it's going to end up putting those same people back on the Medicaid rolls, if not more people, because of the way the economy is. So where people that can't find jobs around here is going to end up having to pay taxes just because they can't find a job that has health insurance, because in the area that I live in Missouri, we have to drive at least a half an hour to an hour to just get to the nearest town that has decent employment.
So yeah, and this is, you know, what you just brought up, we've talked about a lot in America Tonight, Brian. You're right, you make a valid point. This is why so many people were upset with that part of the health care reform, because of what you just said. In a lot of the small towns and a lot of places, well, heck, unemployment numbers are still high. When you can't find that job, what are you supposed to do? Be penalized because you have to get whatever job you can, and they don't have health benefits.
Because right now, I'll just let go from a job that has health insurance, but I had a second job to fall back on, but they don't offer health insurance, so it's either a take what you can get or get penalized from the government for not having the health insurance or having food on the table.
Right.
And I feel that Prop C is basically voiced the opinion of what people around the state of Missouri feel, that I have a feeling it's probably going to end up with another lawsuit from our attorney general that they've said may end up coming off of the results of that election ballot.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it could end up that way. I think what's happened in Missouri, though, has alerted other states to what other people are feeling. And it's also another one of those, I call it a white flag to the government of, hey, you got to help us out here. This is not going to work. And this is the reason why this is the big part we didn't like about health care. A lot of people had problems with that for several of the reasons that you just said. And what I think, Brian, is going to happen is that most people, the analogy of I got to put food on the table, it might not seem like a lot of money, but I got to do it. So if the IRS can find me, let them find me then, and I'll just pay the money that I'm supposed to pay, the fine I'm supposed to pay, because I can't get the health insurance, so what do you want me to do? I think they're going to be surprised. They, being the government, is going to be surprised at how many people are going to go in that direction. And it also puts the onus back on the employers, too, to try to do something. But if they don't offer the benefits, I think what will happen is a lot of them will hire people on contractual basis so they don't have to have health insurance. They could, if a small business can get away with it, they can do that. And then you're just contracted for the labor. And maybe they pay you a little bit more because you're going to pay more in taxes, but they're not going to pay you all the way across the board as an employee. It's I think they're gonna, I think there's gonna be some surprises, even among the doctors, because I think a lot of doctors will walk out on this whole thing. Thanks for the call, Brian. It was a big moment, he's right, in his home state. And that vote sends a clear, clear message, the dissatisfaction, and maybe it's one of several states trying to do the same thing. And in fact, it is. There are other people, I keep saying people, there are other states that are going to have that on their ballots. So come November, even, like, make it a ballot initiative. So you're going to see, I think, the other shoe drop in the protests over health care reform. But here's the deal. If I'm Obama, I mean, truly, and I'm somebody that gets reelected, or I've been around for a long time and it looks like the path for me to get reelected is going to work and the people in my district feel happy about it, this is full guns ahead. There's not any pullback on this. This is something that's being touted as a huge success, that you have to have health insurance, because if everybody's insured in some form, then it's not going to crush the system. So the people that do pay, that do carry an insurance card, their companies aren't getting penalized. And I say penalized, getting penalized in the sense that the rates go sky high because the hospital has to pay for people who aren't insured. And they're overrun already in the illegal sense. So then you throw even more people into that mix. And they're already ordered those people into the mix, but you throw even more and it becomes, you know, 10 times more disastrous. It just, with a bill and a reform of this magnitude anyway, there's going to be massive problems in trying to work out the kinks. And that's certainly one of them. And that's one that really stuck in the craws of a lot of people. When things were being discussed on the healthcare front, as to small businesses having to provide, or the government, or what kind of an insurance, because it's really insurance, it's health care reform insurance. It doesn't have so much to do with the rest of health care, a little bit with the pre-existing conditions, but that also goes to insurance. The fact is, though, might sound good to people who think everybody needs insurance and coverage, but then when you get down to it, it's going to be a kick in the pants for doctors and for other people who are in the middle class who are having a tough time meeting their policies, who have health insurance, but they can't, it keeps going up, and it's killing the families out there that are trying to keep their heads above water because the premiums will go up. So that's a kick in the can down the road issue, though. We're kicking the can down the road, praying we don't have to go to the emergency room because we don't know if we're going to have any insurance, because we have to put food on the table, like Brian said, and he's so true. I think they're the people, more than any other group, that are going to say, they're just going to have to find me. If the IRS can find me, then I'll have to pay the freight, they'll have to pay the fine, but if they don't find, we can call it even. How's that? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.